In the world of men's professional sports, many women are breaking through and making their mark.
They're not going to be looking at him sideways.
The reason why I take so much objection.
He is literally running with the entire team.
The NBA is actually facing backlash on both sides.
Their stories are told here on Spain and Company. Time for this edition of Game Changers.
Joining me for this edition of Game Changers, Kelly Earnhardt Miller, the co-owner and GM of JR Motorsports. She's got an upcoming book, Drive, 9 Lessons to Win in Business and in Life, available next week. The daughter of Dale Sr., sister of Dale Jr., but you are your own person in the motorsports world, doing a ton of stuff. What would you say your everyday duties are as a co-owner and GM of JR Motorsports?
Well, you know, typically I'm kind of the strategy and vision of kind of where we're headed and what we're doing. Usually involved in getting asked a lot of questions throughout the day, right? So most people are sending me this and that to get my two cents on it and see if they're headed in the right direction and getting done what we're trying to accomplish. So it's kind of just a little bit of it. It varies from day to day. And right now in the midst of what we're dealing with here with this COVID stuff, it's all over the board. But I stay pretty busy and stay pretty challenged throughout the day.
I'm curious, when you grew up in a family like yours, if there was ever a rebellion at one point where you said, no, I want to do my own thing. I don't want to be in motorsports. Or if it was you grew up with it and you loved it and you never strayed.
Well, when we were growing up, we really our dad really didn't push kind of the racing or motorsports aspect of things too much. So, we weren't getting hammered about being race car drivers or working in the sport or anything like that. And it was quite different. Even in the 80s when my dad was really having a lot of his success, the business aspect of racing wasn't what it is today. So, you know, there wasn't even the thought process of what you could do in racing and make a living doing different things besides driving race cars and working on them. I actually went to college for a criminal justice major, quickly changed that about 6 months into it to business just because I thought that would be a little bit more broad. Turns out, you know, if you fast forward all the way to my dad's death and me coming to work for Dale Jr., that was a great decision to have that business background and then the experience that I accumulated up until coming to work for Dale, has really served me well. So, it wasn't something that, you know, there wasn't really any rebellion because it wasn't something anybody was really pushing on us, and it just sort of fell in my corner and happened the way it did.
Yeah. Talking to Kelly Earnhardt Miller on Spain and Company on ESPN Radio in our latest edition of Game Changers. She's the co-owner and GM of JR Motorsports. Do you find that there are a lot of other women in the room when you're going about your work, whether that's a front office or by the racetrack?
You know, at Junior Motorsports, we're probably about, 80-20, 75-25 maybe. You know, a lot of the PR, marketing, accounting, HR staff like that tends to be more female-focused. Out in the race shop, it's 100% men. We don't have a female that is part of our motorsports group as it relates to, you know, working on the race cars at all. Now, there are a few out there. There's a few women engineers and tire specialists and things like that in the sport, but very few on the competition side of things. And generally, like in NASCAR ownership meetings and things like that, even from the NASCAR perspective, you know, you look around the room and there's maybe 3 to 5 women in the room, period, and the rest are all male. Definitely male-dominated for sure.
And that's, you know, a stereotype that a lot of people have about the racing world. People on the outside kind of think of it as an old boys club, maybe a little antiquated in its approach. Have you had to personally help usher people into 2020, or do you find that maybe those stereotypes aren't as apropos anymore?
Yeah, I don't think the stereotypes are as appropriate as they once were. NASCAR has done a great job through different programs that they have to encourage diversity in the racing aspect of it, on the competition and the drivers that you see on the track, and put programs in place. And the same thing, you know, within the realms of NASCAR. I think it's just what you alluded to. You know, you're growing up, you're, you know, in middle America somewhere, and do you have the opportunity to be around race cars? You have the opportunity to work on them. You know, when I was growing up, they shooed me right out of the shop. You know, this isn't a place for girls. you don't need to be in here. This is where the men hang out. This is where the men do their talking. And, you know, as society has changed, you know, that's different these days, but it still hasn't caught up to the to where kind of an equal, you know, place to be.
So with that in mind, as you're coming up and you're in that universe, kind of reacting to the people around you and taking the cues from how they treat you as a girl and a woman, do you look to someone as the person who gave you a big break or helped you realize that there was an opportunity for you to make it?
Well, I really didn't ever, I think because I'm an Earnhardt and I was born into a family that had a legacy in the sport, even the female aspect of it for me, I don't think was really something big to overcome. I think that my dad, the relationships that he made in the sport, you know, helped give me a lot of credibility as his daughter. And so this, I feel like the stage was kind of set for me. Now, you know, for I do see it being an issue for other women that come into the sport. You know, we had Danica Patrick drive our race cars for several years. And, you know, I was witness to the conversation and the naysayers and, you know, the anti-females of, you know, could it be done? Could she do it? You know, was she just here for this or that and that kind of thing? And so, I've, you know, I've been a part of that. I just haven't experienced it myself. But you know, I did get to see that through our relationship with her.
It's Spain and Company. We're doing Game Changers here on ESPN Radio. Kelly Earnhardt Miller, the co-owner and GM of JR Motorsports. So what advice then would you give for a woman who wants to make it in motorsports, who doesn't have that family connection, who maybe does have to push through some of the people who don't think it's a place for women?
Well, I just say, you know, keep focused and do what you know. I mean, it's easy to lose your confidence. You know, my book talks a lot about those different kind of things and letting go to move forward and managing your emotions and different things like that. But, you know, just staying true to who you are, staying focused on what your goals are, what your values are, what you want to achieve. And you know, prove them wrong at the end of the day. The way they carry themselves, their performance, the different things that they can accomplish, you know, will ultimately set people straight because they'll be successful at what they do. And just if they can keep focused on what they're trying to achieve, I think that goes a long ways.
I'm wondering if the industry could help at all with spaces that you work in. It's something I've talked to, say, you know, folks in the NFL said the female referees struggled at first because there weren't women's restrooms that were easy to access from field level, or the uniforms were men's sizes and they weren't available for women. Are there things, whether it's for racers or women working in motorsports, that could be improved in terms of either the spaces or the logistics?
I can't think of anything right offhand. You know, I mean, being at the track, we're, you know, because we have female fans and male fans, all those things are kind of the garages have both types of restrooms. You know, they're pretty accommodating. All of our uniforms and things like that are they're customized, you know, to the individual for the most part. So you can, you know, customize things going on there. I can't really think of anything that's kind of impedes that would typically be kind of male driven that would impede that from a female perspective, other than just, you know, like we talked about a little bit earlier, kind of stereotypes and, you know, is it appropriate for a woman to be working on a race car or driving a race car or something that, you know, has typically been done by males.
Well, and I think, you know, obviously big names like Danica and then some of the stories ESPNW and others have done about women in pit crews are helping open up some of those opportunities and make it a little less strange to see women in all aspects of motorsports. Before I let you go, I want to ask about iRacing because it's pretty fascinating. It's one of the few sports where the video game version looks so similar and the players, quote unquote, the drivers are using pedals and full steering wheels, and it's really the closest approximation, much closer than, say, basketball or something where you're using your thumbs to jump and dunk. What have you thought about this sort of business evolution during this time?
Well, it's happening really fast, you know, and I don't think we've thought about everything that we could be thinking about or need to be thinking about because it's come together. You know, the first 2 weeks ago when they had the first race, you know, it was just an idea that said, you know, what can we be doing since we're not on the racetrack? And it came together very quickly. And so every week we've had two now, we're working on our third week. you know, we're realizing and trying to put our playbook into play virtually that we, you know, would typically use for the races for our sponsors or our teams or things like that. So it's been really fun, and you're talking about how real you know, it actually is to watch it. I mean, I found myself during the first race when Dale was going for the lead to win the race on the last lap with Denny Hamlin in my living room jumping up like I was watching a real race. And I had to remind myself, okay, this is it's real, but it's not real, right? They're really doing the stuff at steering wheels and whatnot. But it was just kind of funny. I was questioning myself and my own stability mentally.
Right, right. Well, we're all kind of there. And listen, I was something like 900,000 people watching that one. So that's at least good, giving people something to watch and take their mind off everything. Hey, thanks so much for joining me, Kelly. Really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Sarah. I enjoyed it. And thanks for everybody. And I hope you'll go out and check the book out.
Kelly Earnhardt Miller, the co-owner and GM of JR Motorsports, here with us on Game Changers on ESPN Radio.